God. Thank y'all for coming tonight, and praise the Lord. We're going to have a great time. We're so honored to have guests with us. Appreciate y'all coming. Chris and Regina here. Look, Carol Pettigrew is here. How can it go wrong? Glory to God. Anyway, but so many good friends here tonight. We appreciate you coming out. We want to go ahead and get started. And so we get out before breakfast. Is that okay? Okay. Hallelujah. So anyway, we'll have a prayer, and I'll make an announcement or two, and then we'll go ahead and get started. Father, we thank you for this time to be together. Lord, what a wonderful God you are. Lord, you've orchestrated this, and you knew it from the beginning of time. So Lord God, tonight we surrender to you, we yield to you, and Lord God, that your will be done in this place. That, Lord, we'll leave here lifted up, healed and whole in every area of our life, encouraged. This is a night of hope, not a night of despair, but a night of hope. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you and praise you that you are the one that is to come. And praise be to God is with us right now. So, Lord, we give you honor and praise and glory. We worship you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Praise God. So I'm going to invite my co-worker tonight, the Most High Reverend of Grenada, Mississippi, and the whole wide world, Chris Owensby. Come on up, Chris. Yeah. Praise God. Let's give a hand clap. We'll let him make the introductions that need to be made. But he's going to do some music, and we're going to enter in with that. And then we're going to get in right to the program. And we'll have offerings. I want to be sure and share it. We'll have a love offering after the music. So ushers will be ready, and you can come and make the check out to Faith Outreach. And you spell, like I told you this morning, you spell thousand, thousand. Glory to God. Sowing a seed. Anyway, let's give Chris another hand clap. Take off, brother.
Let's give God a praise. Yeah. Amen. Well, we're just thrilled to be back at Faith Outreach again. It's good to have Regina with me in the house tonight, big time. Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
I act better when she's around. I'm kind of naughty when she's not. You know how I am.
That's
true.
Real
brave. I get real brave. Mike was still on, brother. but he meant for it to be. Yeah, I think he did it on purpose to keep me in check. I'll be a good boy tonight. But it's so good to be here, and I believe the Lord has divinely designed this, set this up. And tonight I believe some things are going to be gleaned that are necessary for us to come up in levels on extreme directions so that we can have, because a God balance is not flat line heart monitor. A God balance is upward move. But at the same time, it's not to weird extremes, it's to completeness. I love that word complete, that word whole. It's a good thing. I wish that, might as well get the wishbone out. Let's just get back to the faith bone. But it would be really cool if our brand new CD that we're just about to release, our brand new vocal CD, of which I'm going to sing two songs off of tonight, it's going to be arriving Tuesday. So if you get to come to our night of hope, and that's what this is, turn to someone and say, this is a night of hope. Amen. That's what's going on. We'll be having one of these next Sunday evening at Way of Life, and we would be thrilled. If y'all want to make you a bunch of radicals, you could bring some of this Chickasaw County Holy Ghost fire to Grenada, Mississippi, because we need a dose, I promise you, hallelujah, in a big-time kind of a way. But these are a couple of songs from the new project. I'm calling it All Honor, and it's bringing honor to my parents and to the influence that touched my life. And I call this first song, I put it together, I call it Gospel Medley, and it's just going to take you on a little bit of a journey with me. I hope it blesses your life. Worship God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus, we praise you. Come on. All right. We're standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I'll shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Oh, I'm standing. Standing on the promises of Christ my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God.
will. Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. Oh, but Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, He set me free. Oh, He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, He set me free. Sinner, come to Jesus now at His defeat. Why don't you humbly bow, confess to Him your every sin? He'll save and cleanse you, give you peace and joy within. Oh, I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. It made me happy, so glad. I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything to me. I'm in the way, that bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. Oh, telling the world that Jesus saves today. I'm in the glory land way, yeah. Well, I'm in the glory land way. Come on, help me sing it if you know it. I'm in the glory land way. In the glory land way. Let it play one time. Well, that will be a happy day when the clouds have passed away from my cares. I shall be. Son will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. Let's take it on home now. Come on, let's bless Him. Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Well, let's think I know there's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood. Yeah, Lord, there is power, there's power, wonder-working power in the blood. Precious blood of the Lamb, in the precious blood of the Lamb, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lamb. Yeah, hallelujah. Clap your hands to Jesus in this room, everybody. Would you lift those hands straight up to heaven with me, everyone? Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful to be here. Would you pray this with me? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth this evening as it is in heaven. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Let that track roll. With just uplifted hands, we're going to just I think you're in a good position to just worship God. Let's move on him tonight. Let's move after him. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah.
Heaven comes to fight for me.
Heaven comes to fight for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. Yeah,
come on, wave those hands in His presence this evening. Shalamakabriyama sabariyama.
Praise a hallelujah. The middle of the mystery. I raise a hallelujah. I will watch the darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah.
I'm grateful, Lord, for what you're doing inside of me.
For all you've done inside of me. Oh, I raise a hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fear you lost your hold on me. Oh, well, you see, I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, my King is alive. Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. Oh, my Lord. Sing a little louder. My weapon is a melody. Sing a little louder. Heaven comes to fight for me. Sing a little louder. In the presence of my enemies. Come on, sing a little louder. Well, louder than the unbelief. Sing a little louder. My weapon is a melody. Sing a little louder. Oh, yeah, hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, sing. In the presence of my enemies. Sing a little louder. Raise that volume louder than the unbelief. Sing a little louder. Yes, our weapon is this melody. Sing a little louder. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Cause death is defeated, my King is alive. Oh, I'm gonna sing, sing it with me. In the middle of the storm, louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. But up from the ashes, hope will arise. Defeated, the King. thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Thank you for the victory of the cross, Lord Jesus. We raise a hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Woo. Would you give him a hand clap and a praise in this place tonight?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You may be seated. We'll receive our love offering this time, and the ushers will come. That'd be good. If not, we have the plates here. God's good, isn't he?
All the time.
I'm having fun already.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that your word works. You say, give, we'll receive back, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give to, into our bosom. So, Lord God, tonight we give in obedience to you. Whatever you share with us to do is what we're going to do. And, Lord God, I thank you that this is precious seed that will be deposited, Lord God, into the kingdom of God. And, Father, we give you honor, praise, and glory, for you are worthy to be praised. Thank you for giving us seed to sow. And Lord God, we sow it tonight in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Lord God, for the blessing of giving and receiving.
Yes.
And we all said in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise amen. God. So y'all come and give. They're going to play some music.
Lord, we come to worship you. Come to lay down our lives at your feet. We come to honor and offer our praise. Yeah, Lord, we've come to worship you. Yes, we did. We've come to lay down our lives at your feet.
Can see clearly now. Yes, sir. Get the camera out. Get the camera out. Praise God, man. You look glamorous. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, glory to God. Look at them.
You can't have 20/20 vision with these. You ain't going to have one
enough. That's right. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, before we get started, now, Chris doesn't know about this, but we're going to be just a quiet. But this morning at church, God have a word for about tonight. And I'm going to ask Judy, who God gave the word to read that word to us. Because we're not going to leave here. If we'll believe, you won't leave here like you came. I don't know what all to expect. It's going to be a Holy Ghost conversation. It's going to be a night of hope. It's going to be awesome. It'll be what you let it be. Amen? So let it be. All right? Let Him help you. Okay, Judy.
It is well and good that these meetings are called nights of hope, for that they shall be. Literally a cloud of glory in this auditorium and in the auditorium at Way of Life. The Holy Spirit will be felt as never before. Words that were given in the past and put on a shelf, forgotten or allowed to wither, will be restored and brought back to life. Healings, burdens lifted, and restoration for all things. Hope restored and brought back to light and life. People won't know whether to walk, run, shout, or just fall down. I mean, it's just... They will be so overtaken by the Holy Spirit that they won't know what to do, for they will experience Him in greater and stronger ways than ever before. They will be surrounded by and walk out in a cloud of glory. Bask in it. Allow my power and my love to move and to overwhelm and overtake you. The fountain is flowing at full capacity, but the choice to partake is yours. Bask in it. Bask in it, my children.
I choose to bask in the presence of God. Amen? Praise God. Is that Don Hooker I see sitting over there? Glory to God. Good to see you, girl. And before we get started, I have a gift for you. This is something that you lost, misplaced, whatever, in the spring of 1997. We had a revival here in 1997, went for 6 weeks. Over 200 people saved. I don't know how many were healed. Hundreds. And this is the evangelist that God used to cause all that to happen. But something was left here. We looked for it after you left. We could never find it. But I did a little house cleaning this week. I'm getting all my books in one spot in my house. Can you believe that? But anyway, and I found some. And that's yours. You know what it is? Yeah?
I actually lost the Bible. This is what, I didn't lose the Bible. I misplaced it.
That's right. Right.
I'm trying to remember which Bible this was.
Okay. Ann's going to finish the story. Get her a microphone.
Oh, wow.
Does it look familiar?
Chris, Logan had helped you that night preach. And when it was over, he told me, I want you to have this Bible. The Bible hadn't been lost. I've had it in a drawer at my house all that time.
Logan gave you the Bible.
He gave it away. Yeah. He gave it to me.
Well, then that's yours.
No, it's yours.
No. That seed you sown in Logan that are just beginning to mature to its fullest.
Yes.
It's complete. Everything that God has intended will be accomplished. And that's just a reminder to remind us. All is well.
All is well. Amen. Praise God, my buddy. Praise God.
Yeah, look in there real quick.
She may have written you a check. I don't know. Praise God. Praise God. What a night. I tell you what, I feel like it's sitting down. I feel like Jesus in the boat. I wish I were Jesus in the Bible.
I wish you were Jesus.
And you be Peter, I'll be Jesus. How about that?
Yeah,
well, okay.
That's an improvement anyway for me. So.
Go ahead, man.
Well, you know, the unique way of how this all came to be, I believe it was a God thing, and I believe that the Lord has even emphasized it prophetically. I actually called you, Pastor, here, and just to reach out to him. I was coming back from recording
some of the songs on my new CD project that are about to be released. And just called him to check on him, and we began to talk about things. And we began to talk about things that really we weren't hearing many public voices talk about.
Right.
And the reason why is because some will think it's kind of controversial. Some will think in their given avenue of faith that it may be something that's outside the boundaries. But I believe what it is, some of the things that we'll touch on tonight are things that's going to help people be made more complete.
Yes.
Because this is not only a night of hope, this is a night of increasing faith.
Yes.
And faith is not just for one facet or one aspect of our lives. We need faith for everything.
Yes.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God. This house, Faith Outreach, knows things about faith that a lot of churches don't. But you know, if it's impossible to please God without faith, then we must realize that every aspect of our life
right.
needs faith for it to operate the way it's supposed to.
Right.
And we began to talk and begin to share, and we began to think about different ways we could minister to people at heightened levels.
Yeah.
And God will stretch you outside certain zones at times, and He'll even get you willing to, as much as we don't want to be misunderstood, we want to be fully understood. How many of you know Holy Ghost people have never been fully understood unless somebody wanted to understand?
Yeah.
Well, the things of God are not revealed by the natural. They're revealed by the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
That's what the Scripture teaches us. And we'll begin to enter into some things, but what I want you to do is I want you to share, if you don't mind, these opening remarks that God has put on your heart, and then we're just going to spin off one another. What I saw in the Holy Spirit is us flowing together, but at the same time, it's an everybody involved thing.
Right.
So how many of you all in with us tonight?
Yes. All right.
Just nudge the person beside you and say, I'm getting all mine. I hope you're going to get all yours. Amen.
Right. So go ahead,
you know.
Well, Chris is exactly right. He called and it was just one of those. I mean, we've had some good conversations before, but the Holy Ghost just jumped right in the middle of our conversation. And we started to bounce things off of one another, and it was very good. Like you said, it's some things, questions, subject matter that you won't always hear in church. And, you know, Sunday mornings they're all a busy, busy time. You can't, I hardly ever get home and say, we got it all done. But anyway, with that being said, I do know this by the Holy Spirit tonight. And another thing, if you're here tonight and the Holy Spirit is your helper, if you have not received the filling of the Holy Spirit, I strongly recommend that you do, because Jesus is the door. The Holy Spirit is going to take you the rest of the way.
Absolutely. That's
and so it's important that we do, because our understanding is not complete without the help of the Holy Spirit. He's your counselor. He's your guide. He's your helper. He's everything you'll let Him be. He's the one that brings healing. And by the way, I want to say this tonight. There's healing in this house tonight. Physical healing.
Yes, there is.
Physical deliverance for anybody that wants it. And as Chris said earlier, and I'm glad he brought that up, and faith applies to not just your finances, not just to health. It applies to every area of your life, because without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And God, we talked about this morning. God is God, and He is what? He is love. All right? So, but God is not only God, but He does things. He creates things. Remember that first day? No, you don't remember that first day. You weren't there. Anyway, He stepped out and He said, light, let there be light. And boom, there it was. How did He do that? By faith. He had it in here and He spoke it out. And then He tells us in Mark 11:22, have the faith of God. So that's to have His kind of faith. Well, so it's a little bit mind-blowing to think that of all the things that God can do and the impossible things, and then you bring it down to what Jesus did on the earth, all the wonderful things that He did. And He said, the things that I do, you will do also, and even greater things. But then here we come along and we we believe that and we want to do that. But then for some reason, maybe it didn't quite pan out. That's not a reason to stop.
Come on,
it's a place to grow. And God is not going, he's not a God of condemnation. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that love God. So anyway, he's not out to hit you over the head with a ball bat. But we are commanded to live by faith. Romans 1 says, the just shall live by faith. So let's just go ahead and accept the fact. I've got to live by faith if I want to please God. Well, what's the drawbacks to that, preacher? Well, I really can't think of any. But I can think of a lot of possibilities. All things are possible to those that believe. Okay? But now, here we go. We're in this life, and things happen, and we don't understand it. So you got this group saying, well, this faith stuff, I told you not to get in that faith stuff. And then another group over here is saying, well, if you'd had faith, that wouldn't happen. That's not fair. Because they're in the same boat that you're in. We're in a journey in life. And the thing is, we grow from each situation if we'll allow ourselves to grow. If we'll continue to press on in faith. You know, I for a long time I thought God was my problem, but God is my answer. My problem, I have found almost, no, every time, I find my problem in the mirror. And when I look at that, I say, oh yeah, there's the problem. But you see, we don't have perfect understanding. We're growing. We start out as babes in Christ, and we grow. And so do not be discouraged. You live by faith. You take God at his word and just press on. And he'll pick you up, and he'll lead you right through everything that you'll ever face. You got disappointment? I got good news. There's hope. The tomb is empty, and the sun came up this morning, and it's coming up tomorrow. So my, the risen Savior lives in you. Amen. So I'm passing the
ball. I so appreciate that. If it were not for a foundation of faith, I wouldn't even be here tonight. And I don't mean that just cliche.
Right.
I don't believe I would have had the courage to launch out into ministry if it had not been for a foundation of faith, even beyond my background. Mm-hmm. I was raised in classical Pentecost, which I'm very grateful for, because I gleaned some great things from it.
Amen.
That are a key part of my life.
Amen.
And they're core values in my life that have helped sustain me, that's allowed my faith to be tough. Some people don't have very tough faith. Some people, their faith is very tender. But it's not because it couldn't be tough. It's because they've decided to let it be not a good kind of tender, but a negative type of tender. But in the early days, not long after I got born again, I was hired by a fellow who had a balloon shop in Birmingham, Alabama. And I'd never heard of, I didn't know who Jerry Savelle was. I knew Phil Driscoll was a horn player.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he prophesied on it. And of course, I was familiar with Kenneth Copeland and Kenneth Hagin to some degree, but from some of my background, my classical Pentecostal background, were very anti those guys. Didn't understand them. It's amazing how people attack what they don't understand.
Exactly, Chris. Exactly.
And, which is a dangerous thing, really.
Yeah.
But one of the requirements was is he kept faith teaching going on all the time. So we'd be in there, filling Mylar balloon orders and doing balloons for deliveries and all kind of stuff, and even in the delivery vehicle, I don't know if he had some kind of system that he knew what he was doing. It was teaching going all the time, the Word of God being taught all the time, and I had never heard anything like that. And at first, it was I kind of like that puppy dog hearing a strange sound, kind of a countenance and look. But it didn't take long before my spirit began to resonate with a need for that. And it was huge. It was key for my life to develop and to become.
Right.
So I wouldn't even have the courage to launch out into ministry, to do the different things that I've been willing to yield to and give place to see God do the things that he's done. I wouldn't have had the developed faith to believe for it.
Right.
Faith is a gift.
Yep.
But believing is a choice.
It's true.
And so is doubt.
Right.
And so for faith to increase, it can't just afford to increase in one part of our lives. Everybody in this room that's a serious believer, you have areas where your faith is stronger.
Right.
In certain areas than others.
Right.
It doesn't mean your faith can't come up in every area.
Right.
And I challenge us, while our giftedness might not be the same in every area.
Right.
By divine design.
Right.
Our faith can come up in every area. But where your mind is closed for faith to invade, God's not going to ramrod himself in.
No.
Because faith is such a blessing.
Yes, it is.
Think about this. And I want you to just jump right in. You can't. You're the boss right here, man.
No, no, no.
You're in the, I know he's the boss,
he's
but you're like the Pope, you know. So,
remember who's in the boat,
Pope,
Dave.
But I stagger to think of what my life would have been like without faith.
Yeah.
But faith has not only brought me mighty miracles, faith has sustained me through times that didn't make any sense.
Yes.
I know you wanted to say something.
Well, it makes me think back to when I first received the Lord, and at that time in anybody's life where you're a sinner and you're designed to allow Jesus come to the Lord. Come on, that sounds good. Anyway, if you buy a CD, that's good. You remember those? You used to say that all the time. Never mind. Anyway, you know, you're just being born, you're just born again, and you've received the Lord, and I mean, something miraculous has happened in your life. But I mean, this is brand new. You're like a new baby going, and we don't know what to do, what to think. And all that we know is what we've been taught or what we've seen in other Christians in the church that we grew up in most of the time. Some never went to a church, and sometimes that's an advantage because you don't learn something you have to unlearn later on. But anyway, you're thinking about this, and you're trying to find God, and you've been taught that God's going to get you, and you're afraid. We should never be afraid of God. God is love. Always pure love. In spite, this is agape love. It's a love that loves in spite of my shortcomings, in spite of my just getting mad and blowing a fuse and say, God, I'm done. I'm out of here. Da, da, da. And, you know, in spite of all that, he still loved me. He loved me. He loved you before you ever thought about loving him. That you said as a teenager, and I'm giving my testimony, that one thing I'll never do in life is be a preacher. Well, I just want to tell you, 40 years later, I'm still a preacher.
You said you wouldn't be. I said I didn't want to be.
Yeah. I wouldn't be. I mean, I grew up in a certain denomination, and pastors were not esteemed like they should be, and we all need to learn from all this stuff. We hadn't got it all figured out, but, you know, we hired you, we'll fire you, kind of a thing. And I'd seen too many move in, move out, and bring their children with them, and they became my friends, and then, boom, they're gone. And it's really... The grace of God is on the pastor. Thank goodness for it. But anyway, the bottom line is, do not be afraid of God and what he has for you. Don't be afraid to just launch out into the deep and let God be God. And when he says for you to do this, drop the net on this side, you make sure that's the right side he said to do it. You do it. And guess what? God, your day of blessings has just begun. And it is an adventure. Amen. But sometimes there's storms in the sea. But guess what? He's still with you. And he's going to take you to the other side. But don't let go. He's got you. Amen.
Hebrews 11:1 in the Passion Translation says, "Now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen."
Exactly.
I believe part of our assignment tonight
is
to let you see some of the transparency and leadership that lets you know that you are not the only person who has had the opportunity to walk through a place that doesn't make any sense to you.
Right.
Life has a number of circumstances that arise that don't make sense. But out of things that don't make sense, there is the potential to make faith.
Right.
The Word of God produces faith. Faith cometh by
hearing.
And hearing by the
Word of God.
So when you consider what he says right here, he said it's all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen.
Right.
And some of you have got some faith projects in your life that you're believing God for, but you've not seen the manifestation of it yet. You're claiming household salvation. It hasn't happened yet, but it has partially. You're saved.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Right.
How many of you agree you were a piece of work to have to deal with? Right?
Yeah.
So part of it has already come to pass. And it's so important that you stay postured in faith. But I think everybody that's honest, and every great leader I know, and many times they just didn't feel led. They didn't feel led to do what we're doing right now. So don't ever judge somebody for not doing something they don't feel led to do.
Right.
I would encourage you, if you don't feel led to do it, don't do it.
Right.
Right. People used to say, is that all Kenneth Hagin knows is faith? That's what God told him to teach.
That's it. That's right.
And if that's what God tells you, but everybody else wants you to teach some other things to make them feel better about you preaching the full counsel of God.
Yeah.
I think if God tells you to teach faith, I think that's what you need to do.
I think it's what you need to do.
Boy, I'm so glad he did.
Yes.
Because God used him to rock my world and change my life.
Yes.
And help me, I don't know how many thousands of people. Thousands upon thousands of people that the teaching of Kenneth Hagin helped me get them filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
I think we need to understand that just because things are difficult in certain areas in certain moments, and just because you're going through some things that it seems like maybe grace or faith is not treating you right, It doesn't mean that you're losing. It doesn't mean that you should be ashamed. And whatever you do, don't hide.
Right. Do not hide.
The hiding thing. Ministers sometimes hide because they're fearful.
Yeah.
Of how they'll be perceived. People who are in a challenge in life, maybe a strugglesome situation, maybe they faced a spot in the road where things are just difficult at the moment, and it's like, you know, well, how am I going to be perceived? What's going to come of this? There's a lot of things about faith you don't even know the next step till he reveals it.
Right. Right.
And so I would say to you that if you're in the midst of something that even seems like it's failing, that doesn't mean that it is.
That's right. Exactly.
How many of you got some loved ones that they're not saved yet?
Right.
But it's not over yet, as the song says on K-Love. It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
That's right. Absolutely.
Right? It's not over.
Absolutely.
Look at someone say, it's not over yet.
It's not over yet. Praise God. 2020.
It's not over yet. 2020.
That's right.
Oh, y'all, these are powerful, brother. I got to give you a pair of them.
Yeah. I'll gift those to you.
Will you?
Yeah.
They go doggone good with my sweater, don't they?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how that we want to see faith levels raise. Because here's the thing. If you hang out in one camp,
come on,
you may be off the chart in one area and dangerously weak in another area. Why can't we be the complete package?
Why can't?
The only reason why we couldn't be is we wouldn't be.
That's right.
Not that we can't be.
That's exactly right.
And so I want to speak to people tonight, and I want Pastor Jimmy to address as the Holy Spirit leads him. I want to speak to people who need empathy, not sympathy.
Right.
It can be very dangerous. But need empathy, need compassion, that are facing some difficult times, that need people of faith to help elevate them. And they also need people of faith to help show them a better way. But people of faith need to realize that our faith is a gift. It's developed for a reason, to never condescend.
Right. No.
To never make somebody feel like less than. You said it so well a little while ago. To never push somebody down, but to always elevate people's lives. Because God didn't give us faith to condemn anybody.
No.
To look down at anybody. If you've ever been looked down on, you already know you hate it.
Yeah.
And you know, I taught something this morning in a. We're in the midst of a fast as our church right now because we want We just want to get closer to Jesus and get the barriers that need to be removed. And sometimes life just allows you to have build up and barriers. But so we're fasting for various reasons. But when Joshua and the people of God, they were commissioned to put a guard on their mouth publicly for 7 days. I don't know what they said in their tents. I don't know what they said at the house. He didn't really address that.
Nope.
When it came time to march around the walls, one time a day for the first 6 days, and then seven times on the seventh day, don't you say anything, he said, until I tell you to.
Right.
And with our faith, it is so important that we don't say anything in the representation of faith that we are in our hearts not sure that Jesus would say.
Right.
And I can promise you, Jesus would never have me belittle you with my faith.
No.
And at the same time, he would never have me make excuses for your lack of faith.
Right.
If you have that. But there's got to be a way by the Holy Spirit, by choiceful development, that we give place for faith to come up higher. Because I'm, you know, honestly, if we get away, I refuse to leave the foundation that changed my life.
Amen.
But I deal with so many people that they don't know what I know.
Yep.
They haven't experienced what I've experienced. And here's the thing. Some things are only going to come to you by revelation. And so people haven't understood things because they've not been open to things. And I believe us operating in proper levels of faith where we're strong with a right spirit. Everybody say a right spirit.
Right spirit.
Is so key in getting people to open their spirit in areas where they need to come up higher.
Right.
Jump in here, man.
Right. Praise God.
Keep on going. is there anything you want to...
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think one of the most unique lessons I experienced at one point in my life, I was... Jeannie and I were doing... actually preached a revival in Selma, Alabama. A lot of people had come to the Lord. They had gone for weeks. And a couple was saved in that particular revival that became a very special part of our lives in a unique and even a little above and beyond the norm kind of way. And everybody that we, you know, that we get to connect with is so valuable to us. There are no lost faces in the crowd as far as I'm concerned. I might not always have the best memory for names, but I value people. And that's no praise to me. You're just important. That's why I do it, you know. And so, but this particular young couple had gotten radically saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were just connected with us in a God kind of a way. And well, a turn of events took place where they had a child. It was born. It had Down syndrome. It had terrible heart problems. And we were in faith for that child to receive a healing in the way we wanted to see it happen.
Right.
Which is the position we're supposed to have.
Exactly.
And you don't have to make an excuse to anybody.
No.
Of why you choose that position.
That's right.
Because that is the Bible position.
Right.
And so, man, they were ready to lock in with that because they got this brand newborn baby that's called them. You know, the child has a situation physically. You know, obviously, I know so many precious Down syndrome.
Yes.
People with the challenge of Down syndrome. Right. Not Down syndrome person. That would be a stupid way to say that. But with the challenge of Down syndrome that are so precious and priceless. So it's not a matter of their value or how precious they are.
No.
But they just wanted their child to be healed of that, but they want their child to be healed of a broken bone or whatever. And so we began to pray, and contrary to the desires of our faith, God allowed that precious baby to go on and be with him. And I remember one day I'm standing in the hallway in Selma, Alabama. I'm about to go and preach the funeral of this precious, very young baby. And he looks at me and he grabs me by my lapels. And he didn't snatch me up, but he pulled me close because he's having a very strong emotional moment. And he said, "Chris, why has this worked out the way it has?" I had a number of scriptures begin to come through my mind. But I felt this urgency of the Holy Spirit to keep my mouth shut. We only need to speak on God's behalf when God gives us that nudge.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Lord. Faith should never be an excuse to not use wisdom.
Amen.
Wisdom should never be an excuse to not use faith.
Right.
Everybody say that with me. Faith.
Faith.
Should never be an excuse.
Should never be an excuse.
To not use wisdom.
To not use wisdom.
Say wisdom.
Wisdom.
Should never be an excuse.
Should never be an excuse.
To not use faith.
Not use faith.
And I thought of a lot of things I could say, but it's almost, the Lord didn't stop me, but I just felt this, it's like His hand in my chest say, son, just love it.
Yeah.
And I hesitated. It got quiet for a few seconds, and He looked at me, and then He turned loose on my coat, and He sort of straightened me. Because he looked up to me like, you know how you feel about the person that won you to God?
Yeah.
They're very much a human, but you look at them like a hero because they are a hero in your life.
Right.
And he straightened. He said, but I'll tell you one thing. He said, the devil thinks Pam and I are going to quit. The devil thinks we're going to back up and hold. He can just think what he wants to. And then he said this unique phrase, we're going to make him pay.
Yeah.
We're going to make him pay, and we're going to see Luke again. And I'm so grateful that God's taking good care of Luke. And he began to talk about the things he understood.
There you go.
I think we need to give God praise for the things that make sense, for the things we understand, for the things He's proven Himself in.
Right.
Even in the midst of situations that don't make any sense. And the Lord spoke to my heart that day. He said, that's tough faith.
Yes.
When you choose to believe God, you choose to keep on trusting. Because it wasn't very long after that he had more opportunities to believe God. Because what are you going to do? When something works out differently than you think, will you change your whole theology?
No.
Will you change your whole belief systems? I'm concerned a lot of times people do.
Yeah.
Some people's theology is based on the emotions of their situation.
Emotions is the word.
Now jump in here, man.
You're doing good.
But I might put these glasses back on or something. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Well, you know that if you've been in ministry any length of time, you're going to come across those kind of situations. And I pray you don't, but life happens. And we've done it here. We've had way too many funerals, as far as I was concerned. But we don't know the mind of God. We don't know what the future holds for this person. And so, like you say, you just stand where you stand. And you don't necessarily have to make an excuse for God or for yourself or for your church. Love is the answer. And you just hold them. You're there with them. And you do everything you know to do. But I have seen God say some things that maybe at those kind of moments that, you know, when you get a word from the Lord or He gives you a word, it has to be God because only He could have worded it like that. And it was just for you. It was so unique, and it hit you right where you needed to hear. And I don't know how theological this is, but I know Stephanie Carlisle, she's in Boston Children's, and there was a young child there, and everybody loved this child. He was precious. But he didn't make it. And as heartbreaking as that is, and what this family went through, she said, I got to the church, and we walked by. I walked by and she said, what am I going to say to this daddy? Because, I mean, he'd been in the hospital for a long time and they're very close by now. And she got to the casket. It's almost like you said, God just said this. Now you can take this for whatever it's worth to you. And she said to the dad, he was too good for this earth. So he went on to heaven. Now, prove it with theology. It proved it to the dad. That's what the Holy Ghost will do. He will comfort you in such a way where you will not doubt it. And the dad said, you know you're right. Settle the issue. So don't be afraid to speak what God gives you. But stand on the Word of God, and always, it says we are to live by faith. It just didn't say in the good times. In all times, we are to live by faith. And that's what's going to get you to the other side. That's what's going to cause the miracles to happen. That's what's going to cause your life to get from here to there. That's what's going to cause your destiny to be fulfilled. And everybody in this room has a destiny.
Yes.
And there's also an enemy that doesn't want you to get there. So what are we going to do? We're going to quit before we start? Are we going to quit halfway down the road? We're not going to quit. We're going to get up, and we're going to go again. Amen. You get in a fight. How many have been in a fight? You don't have to show your hands. Anyway, you get knocked down. Well, are you going to lay there, or are you going to get up? You're going to get up. You may get knocked down again, but you still get up. That's faith. And faith, this is the victory that overcomes the world in your life. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So, like Chris said, it's a choice. We can use faith, or we can bow down with fear and say it's not worth it. It can't happen. Let me tell you something. God is God. He'll always be God. And as long as there's a God, there's hope. There's hope for this night for you. There's hope this night for me. There's some areas and problems in all of our lives, as Chris said earlier, not where the rest of our life is. Maybe spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, emotionally, somewhere we've got a deficit, but we want to balance this out. And faith can do it. But it's not based on our logic. It's not based on circumstances. It's not based on anything except this spirit of yours in agreement with God's word, faith alive in you, coming out of your mouth, going to work. Remember, God's word will not return void. It will accomplish what it's sent to do. So watch what you're saying. Speak your faith and watch God do some great things. I'm just reminded by the Holy Ghost of the man that built his house on a rock and the one built it on the sand. We got to build a house on the rock. The storm came to both of them. Same storm. But we know which one stood. The one on the rock. So, Jesus is your rock. Don't move. Don't move. Don't run away from the storm. In the name of Jesus, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's my helper. He's my everything. He's my shepherd. I shall not want. Just begin to rise up. Let that faith come alive in you. And apply that every day to every area of your life. Make you a little chart. Put down all those areas of life that where you want to do better. And then just begin to speak to that. Begin to speak to that. And begin to now watch it before the year's over. If you'll be consistent, it'll come up. It will come up. God's not against you. He's for you. And he can make a way for you that you can't make, nor can anybody else. Amen? Beyond your understanding.
So our faith can't be based on our circumstances or happenings.
No.
My brother Larry left this world at age 47, one of the greatest Christian men I've ever known in my life. Great teacher of the Word of God, dedicated to Jesus, godly father, godly husband. I was in faith for full-scale healing in his body, and we defeated the leukemia.
Yeah.
With the chemotherapy, there was some things that were involved with that really broke his body down. And there's some variables in there I'm gonna kind of leave because they're of a very personal nature. But he left this world early, as far as I was concerned, because he was my brother.
Yeah.
Now, the moment he left this world, he went absent from the body and went to be present with the Lord.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I can think of worse places to go than to be with the Lord.
Yes.
But I recall being frustrated. I want to identify with somebody and lift your faith. I recall being frustrated and disappointed. And in that little back bedroom that all of us boys was our bedroom at one point in the house that we were raised in. We possibly just had our last Christmas together as a family after my mama went home to be with the Lord back in August in that house this last December. But I remember laying across that bed that's in that room now and just really having a talk with the Lord and really very candid talk. And it's one of those times I was doing all the talking and he was doing all the listening. Because if he was trying to say something, I was busy just pouring my heart out, disappointed, a lot of things. I even, honestly, I vented a little bit, probably fussed at him a little bit, as stupid as that sounds, I'm just being honest with you. He didn't do anything wrong. God never has done anything wrong.
No.
God will never do anything wrong.
Right.
God is never uncompassionate.
That's right.
God is never in a place where he doesn't really give a flip or doesn't. He cares for you.
Yes, he does.
Scripture says casting all your care upon him because
he cares for
you.
Us.
Well, Larry went home to be with the Lord. But the faith walk continues. And I had somebody say to me at his funeral that day, and they meant so well, but at first my flesh didn't want to hear it because I was still battling with some disappointment. They said, I believe you're going to see more people healed, even of cancer, than you ever have before. And I looked at them and I knew they meant well. And that was the right thing to say. But at that particular moment, I didn't really want to hear that. I didn't really want to hear that because I was still battling with a feeling. And I feel like somebody on the sound of our voice is battling with a feeling. But yes. I still needed to hear it. And here's why. Because I was going to get over it. Because when you have a relationship with God, you get over what you've got to get over.
Yes, you
and
do.
You get under your feet what needs to be under your
That's
feet.
Right.
And you don't live under the circumstances.
Right.
You find a way by the grace of God
right.
to get on top of the circumstances. And all I know to tell you is for the next week, it seemed like anything that had cancer was instantly healed in our revivals.
Yep.
Lumps and tumors and masses were going and all kind yep. of things. Now I could have got all sideways and thought about, why Larry? But we whipped it with Larry.
Yeah.
It was another variable. But I would rather it be. As much as I love long life, as much as I love longevity. How many of you love longevity?
I like it.
Let me see you wave your hand around. If you love
I like
the thoughts
it for 68
of living
years.
Come on, some of you short livers need to get your hands up. Praise the Lord. You short liver. I'm kidding, man. Longevity means long life.
Yeah.
Psalmist said, with long life, he'll satisfy us and show us his salvation.
With long life, he'll satisfy
us. I'd rather him had 47 years of impact for Jesus. A lot of things we don't know. And
Amen.
God will honor covenants. He will honor promises. Not just promises he makes to us, but promises we make to him.
Right.
A lot of things we don't know. And so if you don't know, all you're doing is assuming at best.
Right.
My big brother left behind a legacy, left behind an example, left behind an influence. And in my mind's eye, all I see is faith, 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 yeah. faith, 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 faith. And it would be better to be here for 47 years and leave behind that kind of a mindset and that kind of legacy than to have lived for a certain season in faith and then went crazy.
Yeah. Well, Chris, you know, we run into people, and they mean well, I suppose. But, well, this is what they might say. God did that to him. So he could have you more, you'd have more healings in your... That is so unscriptural. Jesus was a sacrifice, not Larry.
Nope. That's right.
Well, then you'll have people say, well, if he really had faith, if you had faith, this wouldn't have happened. That's not right either. You do not have license to judge. Only God has that.
That's a blessing because none of us are qualified to be anybody
Nobody's
else's judge.
Nobody's qualified for that. And I'm telling you, there are worse places to go than heaven. Amen? Now, we miss them. We miss them big time. But they're in my future, not in my past. And you look at it, they got to miss some stuff that we're having to go through. But nevertheless, don't fall for this religious hogwash. Well, that's what they teach at my church. That's what I've heard all my life. Well, and they're really sincere. And as some preachers I've heard say, well, I'm sorry, but they're sincerely wrong. Because that's not what the book says. And the moment we get away from the book and start making excuses about God and this and that, we're in serious, serious error. And I've even heard at a funeral of a baby, well, God needed a baby in heaven. No, God don't need babies in heaven. This baby got to go to heaven, but God didn't send the baby to heaven. There is a thief out there to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. So in that scripture, that's John 10:10. We have got, this is a faith adjustment. We've got to put more faith on Jesus with abundant life than the devil being a killer and a destroyer. People quote that scripture and they're not even conscious. And I've done it too. Put more weight on the front of that scripture than the back part of it. I mean, the thief is there. The killer's out there. We know that. But Jesus said, I trump that.
Come on.
I trump that. Life overcomes death every time if we choose to believe it. And I don't care what that group says, this group says. I know what I say. I know what God says. And I know what the household of faith says.
Yes.
That's my camp. That's
yes.
who's with me. And that's who I'm with. And glory yes. be to God. Faith wins. Faith gives me the victory that overcometh the world. That was the thing God told us to do when we started September 7th, 1980. Teach my people how to live victoriously. And we have tried to do that from day one. Has it been perfect? No. But praise God, let me tell you something. There's a lot of people got a lot better in life because they chose to get their nose in the book, show up church, do what's right, live what's right, do their best, and God will make up the rest. That's what grace does. It does for you what you can't do for yourself. God loves you. You are His favorite. And you can't help it. He just going to love you. Amen?
Amen?
So when you put your hands to the plow of this book and don't look back, I'm telling you, you're headed for glory.
You know, I was at Keith Moore's father's funeral at Free Trade Church of God back when he celebrated his father's homegoing. And I really appreciate Brother Moore greatly, as I appreciate this man. I said of you to our people, I don't know anybody who lives by faith any more than you. I appreciate your commitment. I'm grateful for your leader.
Very kind.
What a gift, man. Been long term, man. Long term blessing. But he said, you know, when he was speaking, he said, I could look at a few things and be tempted. I love what he said. I could be tempted
right.
to look around and see some things that maybe were taken from me. He said, but you know what? He said, I ain't going to take that bait. He said, I'd rather focus on what I have.
There you go.
And what I've had.
Right.
And what I have in my future. He said, Daddy went up in the airplane with me and never came back. And see, that is the position that we need to stay in.
Yes.
Now, from my background, there was so much room for my beginning background. They believed God could. They just wasn't sure whether He would or not.
Right. Right.
But they didn't fall apart if things didn't work out the way their faith were believing for. They kept on keeping on. I've
right.
seen people who
right.
are radical in faith if they claim some things and if they go through some faith struggles and battles, sometimes they kind of wilt a little bit.
Right.
And so the opportunity to glean and to hook up and say, there should never be a place for small faith. We need faith for things. We need faith for new ground. We need faith for our country.
Yep.
We need faith for what He wants to do with America and end time Bible prophecy. Y'all in this room with me?
Yeah.
We need faith for our marriages. We need faith for freedom to walk out a delivered life. We need faith to make an impact in people that are lost in the marketplace and in places of education and leisure and every aspect of life. Everything is a faith opportunity.
Right.
And so we need to be where we're strong in faith. Sharing that.
Right. Right.
Such as we have, we give. You
right.
can't give what you ain't got.
That's right.
But when you've got something, you have a responsibility to give it.
Absolutely.
You know, you said something about that. The baby. The
yeah.
parents said this world was not. What was the phrase exactly you said?
I believe she said he was too good for the world. I mean, and then that's
listen
right.
to Hebrews 11.
Come on.
Listen to what Hebrews 11 says toward the hinder part, right around verse 35. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. What's a different mindset of faith, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it was faith, honey.
Praise Absolutely.
God. You don't make Hebrews 11 if it's not faith.
That's right.
That they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two. They were tempted, they were slain with the sword. that wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world
there you go.
Was not worthy.
The world's not worthy.
So it is theological.
Yes, it is.
They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. That's what the world's perception would be, but they were being led by the Holy Ghost all the
Amen.
Way through.
Amen.
Because guess what? If you're living by faith, you ain't going nowhere till you decide I'm giving over to whatever God has for me.
Right.
And if you, look, I've met some people, they just wanted to go home.
Yeah.
And not everything, by the way, is about healing.
That's right.
Thank God for healing. Say
yes.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So if you've got faith in an area, and if you know somebody's got faith in an area that is at a different level than yours, I encourage you to begin to spend some time with them.
Yes.
Begin to develop some relationship with them. Yes. Not let pride get in your way.
Right.
To begin to develop a relationship and see what it is that helps make them tick. See how that they have surrendered their lives to faith. Let me read a little bit more right here in Hebrews 11. You feel free to interrupt, old Pope, if you want to.
I forgot my hat.
I love you, man. I don't mean that disrespectfully. Y'all know that. Verse 39. And all these have obtained a good testimony through
faith.
It's the only way you'll ever obtain
That's
a good
right.
testimony. They did not fully receive the promises, not all of them. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect or made complete apart from us.
That's right.
I mean, there's exploits that God is doing now. You think of the journey of faith outreach, the things that God has accomplished through this ministry. Think of the things that you have. Think of the things that you have experienced. Count your blessings.
Absolutely.
Rather than counting your struggles, may have had some, but there will not be trap doors for me to turn loose of what God's proven
That's
himself
right.
in my life to be.
Right.
Glory be to God.
Right.
But count your blessings and name them one by one.
That's right.
Count your blessings. See what the Lord has done.
Right.
Count your
right.
blessings and praise him all the way through.
Right.
Count your blessings. I guarantee you what you'll be finding out is right. the next thing the Lord will do.
Right. I find, Chris, that for myself, you want to find your bearings sometimes or an example. Listen, Jesus is always your example. And you go back and begin to read the gospel when he was on the earth and what he did, what he didn't do. I mean, he did everything perfectly. But I'm to be like him. So, you know, he had a crowd one day, and they all walked out, and he looked at his staff and said, y'all going to leave too? And they say, you have the words of life, Master. We're staying. So, the thing is this. God is love. I have found, and I've lived it out, and it's just something God put in me. And I'm probably overbearing with it. I'll probably get criticized about it. But I don't care. But when I say I love you, I mean it. And every time I write a text, unless it's just I'm repeating over and over and over, I always say love, or love Jimmy, or I love you. Well, this is a big old he-man you talk. I don't care. I don't have to prove my masculinity. Amen? I want to be like Jesus. If there's one thing you as a Christian, as an individual, or you as a church, the one earmark that you got to have is the love of God. I've been in some churches, that's the meanest place I've ever been. It's the coldest place I've ever been. I mean, I couldn't hardly wait to get out of there. And it's just a fact. But if the love of God is not there, maybe God's not there. That's pretty dramatic. But I think it's a life worth the living, the love walk. You see, love makes faith work. Because if you're not operating in the love of God and you're not being like Jesus, your faith's not going to work. Or you'll waste it on all just selfish stuff. God wants you to prosper. He wants you to be in health. We know all the scriptures. He wants you to be blessed, coming in, going out. He wants you to just be everything that you can be in God. And it's all good. But the thing is this, I got to make a choice. I can either get mad at folks, I can either turn them off, turn them on, whatever, but I got to love them. And I'll have to brag on my group here. Y'all look the lovingest bunch I've ever seen. And I think it sets you apart. And it's something that we can never attain all, but we can always increase. We can always do better. I could be a little friendlier. I could shake so-and-so's hand. I could make sure that visitor got spoken to today. I can always step it up a little bit. But you know, that's the way Jesus was. He was doing something that we're all called to do, to go the world and show them what the Father's like. And to tell them that Jesus is the way and the life and the truth, that there's no other way to do it. But I still remember. And you know, when I was first getting started, I was around some people that said, you know, it's that sin of omission. Well, sin of omission, what's that? That means you should have done that today, but you didn't, so that's a sin. I said, wow, I'm in big trouble. And so are you. So we're constantly on our knees. Oh, God, don't do the sin of omission. But Jesus walked by the lame man at the Gate Beautiful many times and did nothing but probably put some money in the cup. That's why he was expecting, because he knew these guys. But he stayed a lame person. But there was one day coming when Peter and John decided to go pray. That same lame guy was there. And the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit moved upon them. He was expecting to receive because he knew them. Now, it's not in the book, but hey, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. It's not their first time to church. It's not their first. This guy had been put there every day of his life till he got old enough to hold a cup, expecting to receive something. And Peter said this, silver and gold I don't have, sir, but what I do have, in the name of Jesus. He took him by the hand and raised, be healed. What happened that day is a lot better than a quarter and a cup. He jumped up, began to leap and praise God, ran and jumped and shouted. We don't do that in our church. Well, glory to God, it's time we do. He raised me from the dead. What about you? Amen. We were all dead going to hell. But one day, one night, we made a decision. And Jesus came in and raised us from the dead and gave us life. Let's go tell somebody. Boy, I'm happy. My ball team won today. Well, guess what? Next week they're going to play another game and they may not win. What are you going to do with that? Yo-yo Christian? Roller coaster Christian? All I know is this. I'm alive and I intend to be this way eternally.
Come on.
And nobody did it but Jesus. But I had to make a decision. You see, do what Jesus did. Let him always be your example. Peter and John. Well, I can't be Jesus. No, but I can be Peter. And I can be John. And I can do what Jesus says to do. And when I do, things are going to happen. You think Peter ever had a struggle? Just how much time do we have? What am I doing standing up? I need to sit down.
So, no, because I think you may be right, because they were living by faith. Jesus lived by faith. Jesus didn't just have healing meetings.
That's right.
Jesus lived by faith.
Yes.
Jesus had a lot more prayer meetings than he had just about anything. He would get with the Father. He'd spend time with the Father. And the
That's
disciples
right.
would watch him do that, and they're studying him, the peculiarities of Jesus. Can you imagine? As he's living by faith in front of them.
That's right.
He's living by faith when he endures the persecution from the Pharisees, Sadducees,
Absolutely.
Wouldn't sees, couldn't sees, can't see the forest for the trees. He's living by faith in what he teaches.
Yeah.
He's living by faith by what he says and by what he doesn't say.
By
what he listens to and by what he ignores.
Right.
He's living by faith.
Right.
Song said, I care not today what tomorrow may bring, be shadow or sunshine or rain. I know my Lord rules over everything. All of my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm safe in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith, so I feel no alarm.
Amen.
So I don't know what you need tonight.
Praise God.
I got faith for your need to be met
yes.
tonight. So I believe this is one of those kind of nights that could be that night where everybody that needs healing gets it. Where everybody that needs some sort of breakthrough gets it.
Yep.
Where everybody who wants the baptism in the Holy Spirit receives the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Where everyone who needs some kind of breakthrough, maybe in the realm of finance or in relationship or home life, or something so personal and so intimate, you're so tempted to hide. But tonight you feel free to not hide. Not in the presence of your God who loves you.
Right.
You don't serve a moody God.
Right.
You don't serve a God who will shame you when you
right.
get real before Him.
Right.
As long as it's getting real, it's not getting stupid, we're safe.
Right.
Some people
Absolutely.
Say, I'm just getting real. yeah, you're a real moron, what you
That's
are.
Right.
Anyhow, I'm sorry. He got ugly. A minute got ugly. Spirit got off on me a minute ago. But we need to be people that are real and honest. But honesty will give place spaces and the grace of God that faith connects with.
You know, Chris, you can't locate yourself if you're not honest with yourself.
Oh, my God. Say that again.
You can't locate yourself where you really are in life as long as you're making an excuse for this or that. You got to locate yourself and stop kidding yourself and God and kidding the people around you. You got to locate yourself, know what you're short in, what you're strong in, know what you need. If you need to be saved, need to be healed, let me tell you, locate yourself. Don't let any demon in hell keep you from what God died for and what to give you. But locate what's going on the inside. It won't take long. It won't take long. Remember those days you stood at the church and you squeezed that pew in front of you, had those, we used to call it white knuckles.
Yep.
I mean, they was preaching and you were under conviction, and conviction's a good thing. It just says God loves you, wants you to surrender. But I didn't surrender totally till age 25. You're looking at a genius. Not really. If I'd have known then what I know now, I wouldn't have had gone through a lot of crazy things. But just I knew I wasn't right with God. I knew where I was. So locate yourself and say, God, I honestly need you. I need this tonight. Quit playing games with your life. Quit trying to be the hero or Mr. Cool Guy. It's not good. You got to be honest. Because you know what? God knows when you're fooling Him, trying to fool Him or not. Because He knows what's going on in your life. And until you locate it and say, God, I that's when it worked. I tried to get saved all the time. And I said, I'm going to do better. And I stopped cussing for 3 weeks.
Better man than me.
But you know, after that, I couldn't do it. But then after you get saved, boom, everything changes. Does that mean you become perfect? You never make a mistake? No. But it means you're forgiven.
Absolutely.
That's what counts.
You know, he looks down on none of us, but he's looking right into all of us.
Absolutely.
Looking into us to raise us and elevate us.
That's right.
The real Jesus
the
is
real
not
love of God.
Pushing you down. Mm-hmm. He's looking for a way to raise you up.
That's right.
He didn't come forth in resurrection power to hold you in a grave. When he came out of that tomb, your potentials came out with him.
Right.
And so whatever you need, it's available.
Amen. Amen. I know that there's one or two here. I know because you told me before church, I need prayer tonight. Well, now is your time to move. Could we have just a little music? Not a whole lot. But Jack, you need to get up here. Just break the ice. You know, it would be every pastor would love you so much if you would be just the person that's the icebreaker. The invitation is given. Boom, you just come down. Let me, how many can remember the Billy Graham Crusades? And he would say, all you in the balconies, come on down. We'll wait for you. And you look on the TV and, boy, people, it's just filling up. Look, people, most of those were counselors.
Leading the way.
But when someone breaks the ice, it gives you courage. Now, that is really whatever. But God is good. Whatever it is you need tonight, but I know that there's deliverance here. I know there's healing here. I know there's whatever you need. God loves us all the same. He died for us all the same. But it's going to amount to your faith. Jesus said, who touched my clothes? Everybody's touching you. He said, no, who touched my clothes? It was a touch of faith that touched his clothes, and he knew instantly that virtue had flown out of him. Well, virtue is going to flow from heaven tonight and touch your body. Is this our young friend? Glory to God. Bless you is right. So, anyone, let's all stand in respect to God. Let's begin to worship God. Give him thanks for these people that are up here tonight. Join in prayer and begin to thank God for their victory. Can we? Okay, Chris.
The scripture says, is any sick among you? But it's not limited to a physical sickness.
Right.
It can be any kind of need in your life. Let the elders of the church, that represents a number of things, but one of the things it represents is it represents ministry gifts. Ask them to anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save, shall cleanse. Because if you have any sins, they'll be forgiven you.
That's right.
Shall cleanse, shall deliver, shall raise you up and set you free.
Right.
Chase, what do you need from Jesus? His love and his guidance.
Whoa.
That's been declared all night long.
Time out. I got a little add to that story. This young man is homeless. So, am I right?
Sure, I have been for about 2 years. My daddy died. I lost everything we have. He definitely
passed away. What did he ask for tonight? God's guidance? He didn't ask for a bunch of stuff. He asked for God. I think you've got a guy here with a pretty good heart, don't you? Don't you?
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you
You're
for
gonna
the
receive,
love and guidance
buddy.
That Chase needs. But I thank you, dear God, that like when Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings, you said you didn't ask for certain things you could have asked for, but because you asked for wisdom and direction, I'm going to give you that, and I'm going to give you every other thing. So in the name of Jesus, Chase, with hands laid upon you right now, I anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. And my faith sees the will of God from His Word speaking life into you in the name of Jesus. The two things you've asked for, receive them in abundantly because they're the main things. They're the key things.
Yes.
They're the most valuable
yes.
things.
Yes.
They're the most necessary
yes.
things. They are the things that cannot be taken from you
right.
and the things that will ever increase in your life. But there's a lot of other things our God wants to bring to you. Jesus said, when you seek me first in my kingdom, all the things you need will be added unto you. With uplifted, lift that other hand as well, old buddy.
in the mighty name of Jesus. I release an anointing greater than the oppression. Church family, right now, just extend your hands toward this precious individual. Just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. A shift is going on the inside of you. A different kind of thinking, a different kind of openness, a different kind of acceptance. You're about to learn to receive from the Lord in ways you never would have dreamed you were qualified or worthy of. But the blood of Jesus makes you worthy. And the faith of God on the inside of you, given place to, is providing avenues for things to come into your life that are from Christ alone. It's going to shift and change and elevate your life. And your situation of difficulty is being transformed into a testimony of ever-increasing goodness of and from the Lord. Can you receive that, Chase? Will you receive that? Stand right there and worship Him as breakthrough flows in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, man. He's not ashamed to be called your God. You're not ashamed to be called His child. Wonderful things are happening in your life. In Jesus' name. I'm just going to walk by and ask you what you're believing for. I may go away, but I'm going to come right back. What are you asking the Lord for tonight, dear? His guidance. Victory. Guidance. Love you. Guidance. How about you, sweetie? And you with her, what do you need? It's hard. Sometimes some things are hard to say, but He understands. He understands. Healing and deliverance. Out of your life. In Jesus' name. Healing. Healing. Already got it. Glory.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Yeah. We got some more. We got some more to turn loose into. I believe.
Living a good life.
I believe it. How about you, dear? You're up here helping and serving, aren't you? Don't want to be a people pleaser. Want to be a God. See, you're giving to service. That's a wonderful thing, but it's impossible to please God and man and everything.
That's right.
But if you'll please God, you'll bless people, and that desire in your heart, you'll be free, and you won't be subject to manipulation, and you won't hold yourself back, and you can feel good about what you're doing. It's a gift that God's got in you that you give place to. But I'm excited that what you ask for, I believe you receive it.
Yeah.
All right. We're just going to begin to flow. If you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, I believe Pastor Jimmy echoed that prophetically tonight. You need to come and be filled with the Holy Spirit and just begin to say whatever you want to do over the group.
Okay.
I'm going to pray for you.
Okay. I just know we're supposed to pray for you. And let's see. Ann, I need you. Regina, would you help Ann? You tell them where you're hurting through and through. Hallelujah. We call it gone. In Jesus' name. No more pain discovered and the root and cause of it. You are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cured. You believe and therefore you receive. We laid hands on you shall recover in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. So glad to meet you.
God bless you.
You too.
I love you, brother.
You got some things coming to you. You ain't got room enough to hold. Okay?
Yes, sir.
I just keep my eyes on Jesus. I know you will. I know you will. Praise God.
He is saved.
Huh? I know. Yeah, he's saved, or he wouldn't say what he said a while ago. Because people are not saved, but I want a new bicycle. I want a new car. No, he wants God. More of God. And he's getting it. It's a new day, a new chapter. The page is turned. Begin to look up. Okay?
Yes,
okay. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
It's honest. It's more important than our natural person.
Yeah.
It's the presence of God, the very God who birthed the conversation that gave place to this night of hope.
Yeah.
Is the God who His tangible, transferable anointing is able to get in this cloth to carry out the mission that needs to be accomplished within the framework of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we send the word, we release the anointing, we release faith, we release expectation. Oh, are you in agreement with me? Just begin to wave your hands around in this room. We release expectation and trust and a divine knowing for change, supernatural change. Things are shifting, things are changing, things are moving, things that have been bound are being released. Turnaround is taking place in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory
to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Your faith in God will take you places.
Yes,
because people can only take you so far.
Right.
Even the greatest.
Right.
framework of our lives.
Lord, I thank you for this vision. I thank you for this house. I thank you for what you're stirring. I thank you, dear God, for the things that were shared tonight. They're going to outlast this service. For the things that were released prophetically that are going to continue not only tonight but in upcoming times, that are going to manifest continually, that unique, unusual things. Don't be ashamed of the joy that's coming your way. Don't drop your chin about it. You are fit for it, and it's fit for you. Huh? I said, you are fit for the joy of the Lord that is your strength, that He has designed to bring to you in a unique way tonight. You are fit for it, and it belongs to you. And Father, I thank you that my friend already received tonight. He already took by faith, but I add my agreement, and I add my faith that he receives the fullness and measures beyond what he anticipated that he would. Remengika la zive el tlehash. Jeladev il prade amor makdeshkaha. Just feel like in my faith. Just sense in my faith. There may be somebody that, look, you can connect with God in this atmosphere right where you are, right there. But if you need the extra help, don't miss it. You know, not everything has to happen in a prayer line type situation. Not everything has to happen by a word of the Lord. Although I believe God's given us all a word of the Lord tonight. I believe He's given us a number of them, hasn't He? Amen? But in this atmosphere, this atmosphere is pregnant with increasing faith. So how many of you believe tonight you caught something by the Holy Spirit? That you will use your faith. You will use your faith in your own life, and you'll use your faith to influence other people's lives. And when you see people that are down, and they're down because of their bad talk and their bad believing, because of ignorance perhaps, that you'll look for avenues to seed some love in there, to seed some truth in there, and to say it in a way that they'll hear it and not run from you because they think you're condescending. But to say it in a way of such empathy and such compassion. Because, you know, but just for a little bit here, a little bit there, we could have been in that same boat. How many remember some ignorant days in your life? Some days in your life where you didn't know what you know now. But the word of faith got to you. The truth of faith got to you. The promises of God got to you. The word of the Lord got to you. It got to you in various different ways. And all of us have our own unique story as to how the word got to us. But as a result of it, it just makes me want to say, Lord, however I can say it in a way where people can receive it. It's not about trimming anything down. It's about making sure that I use my tongue to pour oil with, rather than to be a battering ram. I don't want to pile drive anybody except the devil. But I want to pour oil. I was coming back from Iowa. A camp meeting I was doing in September. One of my dear friends, his wife, had suddenly passed away. Early 60s. Picture of life and vigor. Suddenly passed away. And while I was riding back, the Spirit of God filled the vehicle. He said, when you go to that church, because I was to go to his church in just a few days, he said, when you go in that building, I want you to pour oil. He said, that's all I want you to do. I just want you to go in there and pour oil. He said, you don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to do anything beyond what I tell you to do. But what I want you to do is go in there and pour oil. And I believe when we use our faith to pour oil, when we use our faith to pour oil, which means we use our faith to give place to the answer. We use our faith to give people a night of hope. We use our faith to give people another chance or the first one. We use our faith to bless with it. The enemy's terrified that we'll do that. If you have great faith, and there's great faith in this room, then we must be responsible for what we do with it. Because God doesn't give much and not require much. God doesn't give much and not expect much. You hear that? And so we must be good stewards of what He's blessed us with.
use it well, use it in love. He kept saying that. God is love. Faith works by love, and that came out as well. Is there somebody else that needs to pray? Jesus is all over you and needs to pray for you too. What is he in here? In what capacity? Boldness to wisdom. Is it just in a certain area of your life? Boldness, you don't have to be anybody else. But the Master has need of you. He's chosen to need you. And he's chosen to want you and chosen to want to use you. So it's like Moses, give him your mouth. It's like Isaiah, touch my lips with a coal from the altar. I'll speak for you, Lord. Here I am. Raise your hand, say, here I am. Raise them both. Is this your wife, correct? Just stand right there, brother, behind her. Put your hands on her. Say, here I am. Use me, Lord. I lay down my life for yours. Boldness. It's a beautiful act of the Holy Spirit. And it's courage. And sometimes boldness is going to be speaking up when no one else is. And sometimes it's going to be quiet when everybody else is running their mouth. Boldness is a lot of different things, but I release faith with you for that spirit of boldness, which is an avenue and an aspect of the Holy Ghost in your life. Boldness. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. You're not really sure why. You just, Father, been a bunch of times I just knew I needed to get in your presence, didn't really know the details. And you know, here's the thing. You were loving him right where you were, but he said, come up here. If you'd have stayed back there, you'd have been disobedient. He wouldn't have written you off. He wouldn't have thrown you a portion. But you'd have missed an opportunity. But you didn't miss the opportunity. So receive from the Lord the benefits of obedience in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to lift your hands. I want to do this, and I'm going to hand this microphone back to Pastor Jimmy. Oh, it's just 8 o'clock. With uplifted hands, Father, I thank you for an anointing on the lives of people in this room to fulfill and finish their work.
That's right on. That's God.
To finish the work.
Yes. Yes.
One of the things I've written down that I'm believing God for is I want to be a better finisher than I have been a starter.
Amen. Exactly.
Important to have a good start.
It's how you finish.
Man, if you don't finish,
that's right.
It kind of just shoots everything down.
That's right.
To finish the work. So that's going to require health, wisdom, the leadership of the Holy Spirit, openness, willingness, changes,
yeah.
Favor,
yeah.
Doors, new doors,
yeah.
Another chance at a door that you thought was missed, but things, oh, I say it prophetically, things have come full circle and you've got a chance at that door again.
That's right.
This time, don't walk past the God
That's right.
door.
That's right.
Miss the distractions, man. Miss the mess. Whatever we do, let's. How many of you got faith to miss messes too? Yeah. But God's given some, whoever it is, I don't know, but somebody another chance at a door of opportunity. Finish strong.
Yeah.
Finish strong. Finish strong.
Amen.
Finish strong. And that's not yet, that doesn't mean that Jesus has to come in 2020. He could come before the night's over.
Right.
But finish strong until he comes. Finish strong. Because
right.
The same God that's been faithful for all these years is going to continue to be faithful.
Yeah. Always.
All the way through.
Right.
That's big, isn't it?
Yeah.
Father, we're so grateful.
Yes, we are.
Lord, I love this church. I love this house. I love this vision. It is hard to believe that my first connection with this house was
7.
23 years ago. We've been in this journey a long time together. And I thank you, dear God, that we're going to see it through to the end.
Yes, we are.
And we thank you, dear God, that what we will see you do in the future will be as great as anything we've ever seen you do before. Including some things on a different level than we've ever seen you do before.
That's right.
Because it's time for those things.
That's right.
And we will not miss those things because we decided to get out of faith in the last moments. No, we're in faith all in.
Yeah.
And our circumstances and our happenings won't stop us. But I hear the Lord saying, Kamo Shema, Ke Shema, Yika, Eshkohu, Yifish, Mupa, Ente, Rama. That even in upcoming days, individuals in this house will have the opportunity to wrap your arms around people that are struggling in their faith, that are questioning their faith, that are wavering in their faith. And he says, you wrap your arms around them. You speak life over them. You say the kind of things I would have you to say from my word. You love them and you scotch for them.
Yep.
And you teach them by example. Love them into what I want to lead them into. They will experience the power of lived strong faith from you. And they will see that it's my time to stand in my faith. And they'll get in agreement with what you speak over them. And they'll rise up and they'll receive abundantly. But for that to happen, you must be willing to give the faith embrace.
That's right.
To give the love to see it happen. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Chris, and to tag on with that, this is a true story. I saw it at the Special Olympics. They had a race, like a 50-yard dash or something. You see, Chris and I here tonight, this is no competition. We're not working. We're not trying to outdo one. No, that's not God. Anywhere, that's not God. But it gets to be that way sometimes. But that's not the case. And he was just talking about how to finish. Well, when you're not competing, the thing is the finish line. You got to make it. But what he went on to say is this. In that race of the Special Olympics, it's like four, five, six of them running in their lane. Well, one of them failed. He didn't want to fall, but he failed. And they all stopped, turned around, and picked him up, and they went through the line together.
Amen.
Now, that's the way to do it. It's not this win-losing competition stuff. Mm-mm. I want to see you get there. And that's what keeps me going. I want to see all of us get to the place where God wants you to be. Amen? That's what God's called us to do. We strive to do it. We have our own things to do with as well. While you're running your race, we're running ours. And we're all going to cross the finish line together. If I fall down, come back, pick me up. If you fall down, I promise I'll come back and pick you up. I'm not going to get to the finish line and take all the glory.
That's what the world needs to see out of the body of Christ.
Exactly.
Pick up, pick up, pick up. Don't,
pick each
don't
other
leave
up,
them
don't
by the
kill
wayside.
Each other.
Don't, you know, don't be the priest of the Levite that goes around the guy on the roadside. And
right.
I love that. Well, I saw that video.
Yeah.
And they arm in arm.
Yeah.
They walked across
the
finish
line. It's one of the most precious sights I ever saw.
Absolutely. I thought to myself,
they're all
we that are supposed to be normal.
Yeah, that's right.
Can learn from that one, buddy.
Right, right. Oh, it's all about the heart,
awesome.
Isn't it?
That's awesome.
Praise God. Well, thank y'all for coming tonight. I tell you, have you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Well, give the Lord a hand clap.
We're doing it in Way of Life this next Sunday.
Way of Life next Sunday.
I have no idea how it's going to unfold.
It's going to be good.
We're led by the Holy Spirit for sure.
Well, we got a word of prophecy today that backed it all up. You and I knew it was going to be something.
I need a copy of that to take with me, please.
You're supposed to have one.
I have a copy of that to take with me. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
But anyway, and if you have a copy, just put your faith with that. And because what we believe is what we're going to receive. If we go to church, well, it's going to be a bad day today. You know, Jimmy's going to preach for an hour and a half, and we're going to get up and go home. Well, you're not going to get anything out of church except a headache and a growling stomach. Let's all stand. Glory to God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
Hallelujah.
And all of our visitors, we love you. Thank you for coming. You got the victory. And we especially want to thank Regina and Chris for coming and others that came. And I think they have some product at the back, so make yourself available with that. And so y'all are the best. And next Sunday night we'll be in Grenada, Mississippi. Highway 8 on the left coming in on the hill, Way of Life. It's 2020, brother. 2020. Amen. Amen. God is too good.
Can I speak a blessing over people?
Do it. Yeah. Close this out.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Yeah.
May the Lord cause his countenance to shine.
Yeah.
May the Lord establish you in all his ways as they eternally become your ways.
Yeah. Amen.
And may he grant you peace.
Yes.
And flood you with favor.
Yes.
And that 2020 be the greatest year
yeah.
of your life so far.
We receive it. Thank you, Lord.
2020 vision. Praise God.
Amen. 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 You're dismissed. You're free to move about the cabin. Hallelujah. So.